Blog Talk Radio.
In Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, August 16th. Today, we're going to chat with our good friend, Joey Norris. We've had Joey on the show many times before. And, of course, because Joey is a baseball fan like I am, we'll get a couple of baseball opinions before we get into the topic. But our topic today is this controversy that we're having regarding Civil War monuments and symbols and personalities and so on. I wrote a post over at the American Thinker a couple of days ago where I bring up the fact that I came into this debate of the Civil War as someone who was not born in the United States. I came to the United States when I was 12. So, you know, I didn't grow up in a home where if I had grown up in Georgia, for example, my grandmother would have probably told me stories about my great-grandfather who fought in the war, or perhaps a great uncle who was killed in the war. As we all know, the casualties in the South were impacted just about every family. I think some of the passion about the war probably comes from a little bit of that, the number of families impacted by casualties in the war. At the same time, I don't have the experience of having grown up in the South where, you know, you couldn't play baseball because you were black, for example. So these are passions that I don't bring into the debate. I see the Civil War exclusively as a historical moment that obviously had an impact on the United States, the country that adopted me and my family back in the 1960s when we were looking for freedom, escaping from the communist government in Cuba. So I set the table that way because I think it's important to understand my interest here is more historical than it is passionate as it may be for others. Let me say hello to my good friend, Joey Norris. How are you, Joey?
I'm good, Silvio. How are you?
Pretty good. I got to get a couple of quick baseball notes in here because you and I are huge baseball fans. But Babe Ruth died on this day in 1948. He was only 53. Of course, he had been ill for several years. I wrote a post about him, and I say he's probably not the greatest athlete who ever played or the greatest. I mean, certainly I don't think he would compare with some of the athletes who came later in terms of their overall abilities. But I do believe he had a tremendous impact in the game, particularly in picking up the game in the 1920s when it really needed a guy like Babe Ruth. So I think for that alone, I argue he's one of the probably the most consequential player, certainly of the pre-Jackie Robinson era, Joey.
Oh, absolutely. Babe Ruth may not have had the athletic ability as Jackie Robinson, but he was consequential. He ended his career with the Braves, believe it or not, the Boston Braves.
He sure did. I think, in fact, I think he hit 3 home runs in his last game.
He did.
With the Boston Braves, his last one being people who were there saying, being one of the longest home runs he ever hit, pretty much saying goodbye to the game with an incredible home run. He wanted to be a manager, but the Yankees would not allow him to manage. They didn't think he could control himself, so how could he control other players? I think that was a bit unfair, honestly, on Babe, but those were different times back then. Now, speaking of the Braves today, you guys have a great young team, but I think, as they say, wait till next year, Joey.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I wasn't expecting the playoffs this year, even though we opened up the new stadium. I was hoping for – I mean, this is a much better team than last year. We're not going to lose 95 games, so that's good.
No, you're right about that. Now, you put a note the other day on Facebook. I hope I'm correct in understanding this. You said you've been married a couple of years, right? So
yes, sir.
You said 730. So you're getting close to Henry Aaron's record there. When you get to 756 days, I hope you're gonna say that you surpassed Henry.
Oh, absolutely! That's good. You saw that. Huh? I appreciate that.
Yeah, I saw that, but I've just given you an idea. When you get to 756, tell your lovely wife that you've surpassed another record.
Oh, absolutely! I can't wait.
I can't wait for
those 6 days to pass.
Yes. Okay. So if she's listening, I hope she holds you accountable for that. All right. Well. Let's. I saw your picture at the Brave Stadium of the two of you, so I figured she at least tolerates baseball because she loves you, right?
Yeah, she tolerates baseball. She wasn't a huge baseball fan, but if she was going to be married to me, she had to be a baseball. She had to tolerate baseball, so she's a good sport.
All right. Well, I'm sure she is. She's also a very lovely lady. So I congratulate both of you on 2 years, and I know we wish you a lot more than two, and I know you will have a lot of happiness together. Well, let's talk about this topic of the Civil War. As I mentioned in the introduction, I come into this topic perhaps with a very different perspective than anybody you know, because I didn't hear stories from my grandparents about, you know, the family members who fought in the war, or I didn't hear stories, obviously, about the family members who had to endure the terrible signs of segregation. So I don't have that in my blood. You know, I don't look at Robert E. Lee the same way that somebody in the South would look at him, perhaps even somebody in the North. So I see it more as a historical event. Now, I do have personal experience with deleting history. And let me share that with you, because one of the things that the communists did in Cuba was they deleted people, personalities and names and events that were not convenient to the communist story. So I'm very familiar with how destructive that is. And that's why I've always been skeptical of removing documents or monuments, because I think you're deleting history and it's probably not the best way to teach it. So I personally don't think that we should move these monuments and so on. But I do think that there ought to be some announcement or maybe some additional thing put around these people saying, well, yeah, but there was another side of the story, and here it is. So that's kind of where I'm coming from, Joey. I'm really anxious to hear your thoughts about this.
Well, as an African-American and born in the South, I heard a lot about the Civil War. From an African-American standpoint, I'm gonna lay aside the historical standpoint. As an African-American, you see the Civil War as the North trying to end slavery and the South trying to keep slavery. And that has been ingrained into our psyche ever since I was born, ever since my generation was taught in public schools that the Civil War, the South fought the war to keep slavery, the North fought the South to end slavery. So from a historical standpoint, a lot of people don't understand. I'm just going to say this. Robert E. Lee did not like slavery. Did his family own slaves? Yes. Did he fight for the South? Yes. But you got to look in the context. A lot of people haven't read the biography of most of these generals. Yes, they fought in the Civil War, but you got to look at the context. They fought for their state. And I know people say, well, they still fought for slavery. Okay. That's your opinion, but I'm just giving the historical context. You have to look at the historical context. But I understand how some may feel about the statues, but I don't like wiping away history. And some people say, well, you put it in a museum. Everything can't go in a museum. I mean, but it is my opinion that cities and towns, they have to decide what they want. It's not for the outside agitators to decide. That's my opinion.
Well, I also think, Joey, and I appreciate your point of view very much, because I think it's, in my opinion, it's very important, especially with Robert E. Lee, who I think, you know, you can't just look at the Civil War. You got to look at this man before the Civil War Number two from West Point, a man who fought in the Mexican War, a man who was as respected as any American general had ever been, something that people may not know about Robert E. Lee, but it has to be said. He was offered total command of the Union forces, and he said, no, I cannot do it. Now, that takes a – when you realize how much honor that took, I mean – being the head of the Union forces is probably something that every military would have aspired to at that moment. And yet, mm-hmm. there he was. You know, there he was, you know, well, I forgot to turn my phone off, so I'm sorry about that. But anyway, but anyway, that there he was, having to turn down, but turning it down, but I mean, at the same time, saying, hey, Virginia is my home. Now, people can disagree with that. People can say, well, he chose the wrong team. People can say that. And that's a fair accusation. But people on the other hand can say, well, this is a man of tremendous honor who did mm-hmm. what he felt he had to do. But I understand other generals may not have the same story. I just feel, you know, like we saw the other day, there was a scene in Durham, North Carolina, where a bunch of people brought down a statue, and then mm-hmm. they were kicking the statue and even spitting on the statue. And I'm sitting there saying, don't they understand that the statue they brought down is a statue to Confederate soldiers? It was not a particular soldier they were honoring. It was a statue that was to the Confederate soldier. Now, I have to believe that there's a lot of Confederate soldiers who fought with honor. I have to believe that there were some black men who fought for the South as well. There were, and I just mm-hmm. think that to bring down that particular statue and to treat it that way shows a tremendous amount of ignorance on the part of the people who did it, and not a lot of respect for the Confederate soldier, who at the end of the day, much like the Union soldier, much like the Vietnam soldier, much like the Korean soldier, probably would have preferred doing something else with their lives than fighting in Korea or Vietnam, but they did it because they had to, or they felt it was their duty. And I just think, Joey, that we have to respect at least the soldier. If you don't like Robert E. Lee, fine. But here we're talking about soldiers, Joey.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree, Sivio. I mean, we have a generation that hates history. They don't want to know about history. So we have a new generation, the millennials, want to destroy history by wiping it away. So that if it takes destroying soldiers' monuments, we're not talking about generals. We're talking about soldiers' monuments. It makes them feel good. I mean, we have a situation in America now where now they're trying to wipe everything that even from the founding of our nation, they're trying to wipe that out. And it starts, I hate to say it, it starts in the home and the school. I mean, where did they get this notion where we have to, because they general fought in the Civil War and they fought for slavery, why do we have to remove them? I mean, it is part of history. It's part of American history. For me, when I was in public school, I wanted to know the good, the bad, and the ugly of America.
I think you're exactly right. And let me just add something else, too. To me, a country is sort of like a family, kind of a larger family, of course. But it's like a family, mm-hmm. and all of us have a member of our family who probably did something that we disagree with. But that doesn't mean we don't, you know, that we disown that person, or somehow, you know, say, you know, you're not going to come to Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner because of what you did or what you did. Look, this is something that many Cubans have had to deal with in a way, because I've had members of my family who supported communism in the early days. And they did it. They didn't do it because they were bad people. They didn't do it because they probably understood everything about communism. They did it because they got caught up in the emotions of it. Right. But many of them walked away from communism. I have family members who at one point said, look, I recognize I made a mistake, and I don't want any part of this. Some left, some stayed in Cuba. But mm-hmm. the point is, they're still part of my family. I don't say to them, well, just because you and I were on the wrong side of something, I'm going to delete you from our family history. We don't do that in our family. I suppose that's true of most families. And that's how I feel about these monuments. It's part of our story. And I would have to think that if I'm an African-American family and I'm walking down the park and I see a picture of Robert E. Lee and my son says, who is that? I would say, well, he was the commander of the Confederate armies. And I can explain to my son the full context of this, and then my son understands, and certainly in the schools too. I think it's a big mistake, Joey, I think there's another motive behind all of this, but I'd like you to comment on my point about the family and the fact that sometimes not everybody in your family will do what you want to do, but they're family, Joey.
Oh, absolutely. We all have family members that we can we argue, but at the end of the day, we're still family. I can't tell them to remove themselves from my family because we have a strong disagreement. They're still part of my family. I mean, I got a lot of cousins that we disagree. We have disagreements, but at the end of the day, we still come together on holidays as a family, and we laugh and we play games. I mean, we're just a family. We all don't have to agree on everything. That's what makes a family so strong. A family is strong because of our difference of opinion.
I agree, and it's a stronger family when you can still be family despite those disagreements of opinion. Now, I want to switch, if I may, a little bit to what I think is the motive behind a lot of this stuff.
Okay.
And this may be very partisan on my part. Perhaps you disagree with me, and if you do, please tell me. But I actually think that there's a distraction factor here, that in many of these Democrat-run cities like Baltimore, there's a lot of problems in these cities that are not being addressed by a lot of Democrat politicians. I mean, Baltimore is a mess. They have all kinds of financial issues. They have all kinds of financial problems. Why they would even spend their money bringing down a statue when they've had to lay off people at schools is something that I don't understand. I think there is a partisan effort here, a political campaign to distract people from the failure of many of these city governments to deal with the problems of the community, whether it's public schools, whether it's crime and safety and delivering services. So maybe I'm too cynical, but I see that, Joey, behind a lot of these efforts to remove monuments, Joey.
No, I totally agree. I mean, you hit the nail on the head, Sergio. This is a concerted effort by the left to distract from the main agenda of Donald Trump. Now, I wasn't a big Trump fan last year in the primaries. I supported Ted Cruz. I did vote for Donald Trump in the general election. This has been a concerted effort by the left from day one of his election to distract. I mean, it is amazing how everything is concerted. And what makes it so bad, we have weak Republicans going along with this. We have weak Republicans in the Senate and in the House going along with this distraction. I mean, they have the majority of the Congress, and they're wasting their time responding to this mess. I just don't understand
it. Well, that's a good point. I also wish that there was a responsible Democrat who would stand up and say, folks, I understand, you know, I understand the passion, but, you know, we got bigger problems to deal with. And that, unfortunately, we don't hear from some of these Senate Democrats who you would think would know better. Now, there is another question that I like to ask you. If you start bringing down these monuments, and I've not heard anybody responsibly answer this question, so maybe you can help me with it. But where do you stop? At what statue do you get to and you say, okay, we're not going to dump this one? Because it seems to me that if segregation and the way black people were treated is your motivation, and by the way, I understand they were, you know, I can sympathize with black people. They were not treated very well. At what point do you say, okay, enough is enough? Do you walk into, because if you're really consistent, and then you a museum of the Democrat Party. I can just see a bunch of pictures there on the wall of people who were part of this segregation, Joey. I mean, where do you stop?
Exactly.
I mean, where do you stop? Which one of these pictures don't you bring down?
You're exactly right. I mean, they have a statue in the Capitol Hill with Robert Byrd. He was a Grand Wizard of the KKK. I mean, this is almost laughable. I mean, are we going to take down every statue? We have Al Sharpton on MSNBC calling for the removal of the Jefferson Memorial. It is absolutely hilarious and sad at the same time.
Right, and then I remember about 20 years ago reading a book about then-Senator John F. Kennedy, who, before he became president, lived with Jackie in a Georgetown townhome. And it was very common back then for people to have clauses in the homes that they owned that said, you cannot lease this house or sell this house to a black family. I mean, that was right there. Now, do we now disown John Kennedy? Do we take down the fact that John Kennedy did not vote for the Civil Rights Act of 1957 or Al Gore's father? Where does this thing stop? Because I see a lot of D's, Democrats, and next to the names of lots and lots of people who had a lot to do with the segregation that your family had to endure certainly in the 20th century, in the first half of the 20th century. So I guess if we're going to do away with the Democrat Party, is that where we're going, Joey?
I don't know how far the far left is going to go with this, but they're going down a slippery slope, because a lot of people are going to bring up John Kennedy. I mean, I'm an admirer of John Kennedy, but I mean, he did vote against the 57th Civil Rights Act. I mean, come on, let's be honest. I mean, if you want historical facts, but the problem is the left doesn't care about historical facts. They want their way. They're trying to distract from Donald Trump's agenda. And what makes it so worse, he got both parties going along with it. I understand the Democrats, they're gonna go along with this resistant movement. But you got Republicans who call themselves conservatives going along with this resistant movement.
Right. Well, I have a post hopefully coming out tomorrow where I talk about a personal example that I'm familiar with of deleting history. It's a Cuban gentleman who was deleted from Cuban history when he opposed Castro. And literally, they went in, Joey, and they literally removed his photograph from photographs. And, I mean, it was a total – it was like, let's delete this man. Stalin did the same thing, by the way, in the Soviet Union. He did exactly the same thing. There were people who existed one day, and the next day you didn't see him in photographs anymore. They were literally deleted from history. And of course, the consequences of that is that people never had a chance to read the full story. So I am really hoping that we can kind of come to our senses. I will give you one bit of good news here to end the program. There is a lady in Dallas. Her name is Sandra Crenshaw, who is a former city councilwoman, an African-American lady, and she and some pastors here in Dallas are opposing the removal of some of these statues on the grounds that we've got more important things to do. And she makes the point that people think that you're going to remove a picture or a statue of General Lee and that's going to end racism or make us better. And in fact, it's not. The Obamacare premiums are going to be just as high the day after you remove the statues. And I just wish that there were more people thinking a little bit further down the road here and not jumping on these bandwagons that I think are so counterproductive and so divisive. I've got friends of mine, Joey, who have a connection to the Civil War heritage, the Confederate heritage.
Right.
I mean, do we just forget about them? I don't think so. I think we need leadership at a time like this to say, you know what, folks, we've got bigger problems. Let's deal with that, Joey.
Right. Exactly. I totally agree. I mean, I have nothing to add after that. I mean, you said it just 100% well.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and I really do appreciate very much your input on this topic, because you have a perspective that I will never have. Because, as I said, there's a difference between when you look at these statues and you're African American, they remind you of things that I could never come to terms with, that I cannot understand. But I am grateful to you for at least, you know, thinking about the country first, and not getting caught up in all of these what I think are self-destructive efforts to bring down statues. Joey, have a great day, and hopefully you can join us some other time. I know it's not the best year for the Braves, but I think you guys have a great future. I really do. You've got some great young players.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it. I think the Braves are – I give them a year or two before we really take off, Sivio. I'm not saying next year is going to be a down year, but I think it's going to be a year or two away from really competing for a World Series championship.
Well, of course, with the wild card now, you can compete a lot sooner. And now, of course, the National League this year, the wild card is a mess. I mean, there's two teams and that's it. But in the future, I can see the Braves potentially competing for the wild card. Now, there's a lot of curiosity in Dallas, Texas. I got to ask you about this. A lot of curiosity about Ron Washington. You know, he, of course, managed the Rangers in 7.5 years. He took them to the World Series twice. He took them to the playoffs every year but two. A very popular man around here. Unfortunately, he resigned over some personal issues, but anyway, that's the way it was. But he's now the third base coach of the Braves, and I tell you, I don't have anything against your current manager. I'm sure he's a fine person. But if there's ever a change, it would be so nice to see Ron Washington back as a manager, because I can tell you as a fan, you're going to love him. You're going to love his interviews. The guy is fantastic. His interviews are just absolutely fantastic. So I don't know what's going to happen, but if it's Ron Washington, I'll be really happy, Joey.
Yeah, I love Ron Washington. He's a good third base coach. I think he's going to be the next Braves manager, believe it or not. Not next year, but if a team is put together, I don't see Brian Snicker sticking around for at least 3 or 4 years.
Well, one thing about Ron Washington is he is a great – great motivator. I used to say he was a lot like Tommy Lasorda. And
right.
He, I believe, if you have a young team, that's exactly what he loves. He loves a
right.
good young team, because they're going to hustle, they're going to take the extra base. Now, sometimes you're going to get thrown out at third base and you're going to say, oh my gosh, maybe we're being too aggressive. But
right.
I think most of the time, it's going to be a hustling team. They're going to take the extra base. They're going to bunt. There's a little bit of Billy Martin in him as well in that sense. So, I love to see him. I love to see him. I love to see him. Nothing against your current manager, but if there's a change, I love to see Ron Washington. I think a lot of people in Dallas, in our area, would be thrilled to see that, Joey.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be thrilled to see it.
Yeah, he's just an absolutely wonderful guy. Well, have a wonderful day. Give my best to your beautiful wife. And I'm going to be checking when you post that 755 on Facebook. I'm going to be looking forward to that when you beat Henry Aaron. Okay, I'm going to be looking forward to that. But thank you as always, and thank you so much for your input today.
Thank you, Sivio. I appreciate it.
All right, my pleasure. Joey Norris, our great friend down in Georgia. Always enjoy chatting with him. As I mentioned in the introduction, he's got a perspective about this that I don't have. But he's also very thoughtful in his perspective, because he says, yes, these things happened. But, hey, let's look at the big picture. Let's look at the country. And we should be focusing on the problems we really have, not fighting over things that happened many, many years ago. It just, I don't know, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And as I mentioned, I have personal experience with deleting history, with those of us who grew up in Cuba and how the communists deleted history. And it's not any fun when you all of a sudden people disappear from your history just because you don't like them politically. That's not a good thing. Thank you for listening, folks. Have a wonderful day. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you the next time. Bye-bye, everybody.